Hi, I'm Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky, and I'd like you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by... In the late 1990s, Dr. Gonzo found himself at the legendary Continental Cafe, witnessing an electrifying performance by the Black Eyed Susans. Having made the journey from Western Australia to Sydney and eventually to Melbourne, the band was in their prime that night, absolutely on fire. The crowd knew that they were witnessing something special, and Fred Nego famously remarked that they sounded like the first Roxy Music album. After releasing 9 albums and numerous EPs featuring Rob Snarsky, one of Australia's finest vocalists, the Black Eyed Susans have since called it quits. But Rob Snarsky's musical journey continues. He's now fronting Snarsky Circus Lindy Band alongside Lindy Morrison, Evil Graham Lee, Shane O'Mara and Dan Kelly. Their new album, What's Said and What's Left Unsaid, marks an exciting new chapter following 2 EPs. Rob has previously introduced 4 recent albums with various lineups on this program. If you haven't had a chance to hear them yet, I highly recommend searching for Rob Snarsky 3CR online and giving them a listen. This time round, Rob is joined by Lindy Morrison to guide us through the tracks from their new release. So stay tuned until the end of the show for a special feature on the many talents of Lindy Morrison, as well as a selection of classic go-between songs. Rob Snarsky and Lindy Morrison joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from the album What's Said and What's Left Unsaid by Snarsky Circus Lindy Band on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
I first met Lindy Morrison in 1983. The Go-Betweens were touring Perth on the strength of Before Hollywood, and I was in a band with my brother Mark called Chad's Tree, and we scored all 4 of the supports. The promoter Neil Wedd thought we were the best fit. I remember her from then just being really vivacious and a gregarious person, really chatty, friendly. So she left an impression. I saw the Go-Betweens quite a few times when I relocated to Sydney. We may have supported them once, I'm not sure. And then fast forward to a few years ago, and I was doing a double bill with Peter Milton Walsh from The Apartments, and Lindy had come along to see our show. Now, I'd been warned that she had been on a very long liquid lunch, so she was feeling a little sort of vulnerable. She came up to me after the show. She had tears drying on her cheeks. She looked like an anorexic blonde panda. And she said to me, "Rob, your songs are too sad. I'm never going to see you perform again." So a few months after that discussion, I got an email from Lindy because I was doing another show down in Canberra with Peter Milton Walsh, and she was thinking of coming along. So I suggested, why don't you bring a snare and just sit in on these songs and see how they feel. Maybe they're more joyful playing them than sitting back and listening to them. And she did that, and something started. I don't know, we had a good feel and relationship and enjoyed it, I suggested maybe we should have Evil Graham Lee from the Triffords and Shane O'Mara, and things built up from there, and then we started writing together. Now, see, she obviously thought my songs were too slow and she wanted me to write things that were a bit more enjoyable to play. So I suggested that maybe she could write some lyrics for me to put music to, and that's where it began. And the first song we wrote together was Since I Slept With You, Everybody Wants to Sleep With Me. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting process to see Lindy blossom as a songwriter and me assisting, co-writing. And then, you know, some of the songs we've written together have been inspired by conversations we've had or things that she started and I've finished. So it's a great working relationship, I feel. And hopefully we'll continue. So we have Evil Graham Lee from the Triffords, Shane O'Mara, everyone knows, and the incredible pop genius that is Dan Kelly playing bass, which is not his first instrument, but he plays bass in such an unusual way. It's really, oh, I find it really great. Very melodic, lots of ideas. That guy has so many ideas. You always need an ideas guy in the band. He's our ideas guy. And of course, Graham's very tasteful on the steel, pedal steel, atmospheric, great melodic lines. Shane is the producer. You know, we take songs to him which were written on a nylon string guitar or, you know, a simple keyboard, and he turns them into glam, punk, pop, post-pop, whatever you want to call it, you know, with a tinge of country. That's all due to Shane O'Mara's expertise in the studio. That's Snarsky Circus Lindy Band. The funny thing for me is Lindy's sort of more excited by her drumming. She loves the drumming on the records. But I'm more excited for her as a songwriter. Who wouldn't be thinking, hey, this is incredible. I've got my songs on a record for the first time, because she was in the go-betweens and there was Robert Forster and Grant McLennan. There was no need for her to contribute, I suppose, and it would have been very difficult to find her way into that songwriting team. It was fraught with all sorts of problems, I suppose. But with this, she's been given an opportunity, I think, to really come of age as a writer, and her writing's really unique. I mean, who else writes lines like I'm stitching on a treadle singer keepsakes from our past? It's unique, it's incredible, and a joy to work with her.
You're so adorable. You're so adorable was written about a great friend of mine who is actually adorable. And so I'm describing in a list song, it's what you call a list song, why he's so adorable. And then Rob wrote the middle section, that personalised section, which kind of changed the song from being less of a long love song to something more of a song about longing and love, which was probably not my intention in talking about the person that I find adorable. But I think it's quite clear that You're So Adorable is about a person who is totally adorable, and they described absolutely precisely in this song.
You're so adorable, like winter sun upon the skin. Adorable, you light the streets like it's Manhattan. That comfy velvet armchair to sink and fall upon. A Jacques Demi film, songs Michel Legrand. You're so adorable, sculpture rocks into a can. Adorable, you turn white light into crimson. Fill a hole with colored glows, crisscrossing all the rooms. decision to shiver on lazy Sunday afternoon.
So Parapet was written about a situation where you're with somebody and you recognise that even when you're with them that they're never going to be with you and they're already gone from the moment you wake up in the morning and realise that their attention is somewhere else. And it's a common... it's a common event for people who have lovers from time to time.
Took mine. I saw the end. together. Then I watched her leave and close the door. I watched her fly higher than high and disappear. Curtains, I pulled back. No one could see us there. Look, I can see a parapet, but you hid away instead.
This is very straightforward. It's a conversation I had with my daughter about dying, and the song talks precisely to the title, and I don't think it really needs much explanation.
Some will forget that I had a life of ridiculous fun. Of ridiculous fun. So dying won't make them sad for too long. What's happening then? A tear down a face. I'll just about and not come back. And what do I do? Her face with a frown. Just take me up north to a flame tree town. I'll go in the ground when you find a plot with the rest of us that time has forgot. Some will be sad and some will forget that I had a life of ridiculous fun. Much to recall, don't you forget that I had a life of ridiculous fun. So dying won't make them sad. No, dying won't make them sad for too long.
Biggest Step is a failed attempt to write a song like Elton John's I'm Still Standing or Paul Weller's Shout It to the Top. Unfortunately, my bent towards musical theatre took control of that song. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to try again, but still Amanda Brown's version of it takes it to another level. But basically, it's about facing the terrible challenges you face when you're derided or insulted or treated badly in certain places, and you want to keep going back to those places, and so it's necessary to keep just taking a step forward, and that's the only way you can keep going to face the challenges in the places that you've been where you had experienced some kind of hurt.
Nostalgia's not what it used to be. Still we can pass the time. How you've not changed at all. Do you expect some rain? What to say, what not to say? Am I in the wrong part of town? Gonna need a walking stick.
I remember writing a lyric, which was more like a limerick, about an experience the band had in Castlemaine, and it was called Shane O'Mara Wore Mascara, which is the next song. And in fact, all these things happened to us the first night we played together at the Theatre Royal. We were all staying at the back of the venue, when I sent the limerick to the band, I thought they'd deride me, but in fact they encouraged me to shape it into a song, and that's exactly what I did. And it's become more like our theme song, like Hey Hey with the Monkeys, or, you know, the Banana Splits theme. This is our theme song, Thinly Disguised, Show No Mara or Mascara.
Mascara, Theatre Royal, Castle Maine. He surrendered to Lindy's eye-poking pencil, belly aching all the way. Ziggy Stardust, Mark Bolan, no one really cared. Flamboyant beam, feathers and a beard. Then someone said that someone said that someone said, we're all non-binary in a way. He stood outside the band room. It was flowering in full bloom. It cast a spell upon the evil one. He stared motionless upon his stool. He looked like Ernest Hemingway, a touch of Orson Welles. Was it the fragrance from the flowers, the sweetness of their curdling smell? Then someone said that someone said that someone said, we're all non-binary in a way. Then someone said that someone said that someone said, we're all non-binary in a way. Ha! Oh.
Hi, it's Rob Snarsky here, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR.
Keepsakes is an ode to Robert Forster, but I wasn't allowed to call it an ode to Robert Forster because people said that it was a sounded like a love song, which it isn't at all. It's just about memories. And I think it's a really lovely song. And Rob Snarsky wrote the lyric, the melody, sorry, I wrote the lyric. It's about rethinking memory and coming to terms with the way you may have misinterpreted your memories and finding a sweeter memory rather than a bitter memory.
See the road ahead, how it stretches to the sea. When you held my hand and you led me through the trees, there was no thought that you'd stay with me all those years ahead. I'm not that type to pair up, taking all of what you had to give. Well, the path was curved, there were people in. And I failed to see the price I had to pay. I am sewing on a treadle singer, keepsakes from my past. Say that I'm retreating, but I think of it as an advance. There was no thought that you'd stay with me all those years ahead. I'm not that type to pair up, taking all what you had to give.
One of the first songs I wrote with Rob, so I'm one of those women who when they take a lover, the lover will sleep with them and then they'll disappear. And it's not anything to be sad about, because obviously I give that lover confidence to go on to other people. And, well, because basically it's a community service. But as a result of that, I wrote the song called Since I Slept With You, Everybody Wants to Sleep With Me. This is my favourite song. I just think it's a really, really beautiful song about loving someone and they've gone away and left you and you're waiting for them to come back, and it's all the sweet things you do to make sure that if they come back, that everything is exactly the same as when they left it. And nothing's going to change the equilibrium that existed when you were together. And I think the melody for this is really beautiful, and that Rob wrote, it's an exquisite song.
And I've left out all the vinyl on the bench that you put there. I'm not throwing out your jacket, I've just hung it with my browns. And the book upon the bed, I pick it up, then I put it down. And I've kept your favorite teaspoon in a place that I won't forget. The dustpan's where you left it, not where it's kept. And I'm keeping all those stupid little soaps from your hotel rooms. I put them in a pile beside all those stupid little shampoos. Thank you.
Lindy and I were having a conversation about, I guess, our sex lives. And I'm going to be pretty open here. And after the discussion, I was inspired by our conversation to write this song, I Don't Think I'll Ever Sleep With You Again, based on some of Lindy's observations. And it's, you know, a bit of a departure from us musically as well. I think someone described it as a bit sort of New York, you know, art rock, or, you know, heading towards sort of Sonic Youth territory. I don't know if we quite got that far, but yes, certainly a departure from our usual balladeering.
Feelings I can't control. unmasking, crashing like waves within, dropping from the sky like a curse. The moments that bruise, and all the people we lose. Were you feeling low, now you're feeling worse. I don't think I'll sleep with you again. Sleep with you again. I know that I left, I made a dash. Running from you is what I do best. That old familiar feeling, a rocking and a reeling, clutching and clawing at me again. Up to be, guess I'll be seeing you in my dreams. And in my nightmares too, there she is holding you like I used to do. Sleep with you again. I don't think I'll ever sleep with you again. I don't think I'll ever sleep with you again.
I remember the precise moment sitting in an apartment in Perth, Maylands to be more precise. Lindy and I had done a couple of shows at Lyric Lane, not too far from where we were staying. And we were talking about Bob Dylan's Positively 4th Street. And Lindy was wanting to write a song that was taking someone down, being fairly upset about a past sort of relationship in a musical sense, and just really wanted to give them hell in a song. And we started working on it together, and then I stole the idea from her and continued to write it. And in the end, Lindy was pretty happy with the outcome, although if it were to start all over again, I'm not sure if I'd be getting 90%. But the wonderful Romy Vega guests on this song, and I've always
loved Romy's voice. I met her. I guess all roads lead to the go-betweens. It's ridiculous. I met Romy at the Sydney Festival when I performed with Lindy, John Willstead and Amanda Brown, performing the songs from 16 Lovers Lane, and Romy was also one of the guest singers. And we hit it off then, and it's just been a joy to sort of work with her on a couple of projects since. Lucky to work with Peter Milton Walsh as well on previous recordings, so maybe we'll ask him along next time. We'll see. This is When Did Our Friendship End?
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky. Please support community radio station 3CR. Get involved if you can and find out more at their website at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Rob Snarsky and Lindy Morrison, for your introductions to the songs on the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band album, What's Said and What's Left Unsaid. I'd like to take some time to talk about Lindy Morrison, who is one of Australian music's great iconoclasts, a drummer, activist and social worker whose life has been defined by rhythm, rebellion and relentless service. Born in Brisbane, Morrison began her career not behind a drum kit, but on the front lines of justice, working with the newly formed Aboriginal Legal Service in the early 1970s. Around the same time, she discovered drumming, a calling that would soon propel her into the heart of Australia's emerging indie scene. By 1978, she was powering the female-led punk outfit Zero, and 2 years later, she became the fierce and inventive heartbeat of the Go-Betweens. Across the band's first six albums, Morrison's style shaped their sound, sharp, witty, and unmistakably her own. While she juggled a slew of collaborations with artists including Nick Cave, Mick Harvey and Nicky Sudden. After the Go-Betweens disbanded in 1989, Morrison expanded her influence far beyond the stage. She served nearly three decades on the board of the Phonographic Performance Company of Australia, became National Welfare Coordinator for Support Act, lectured at TAFE and championed community music programs. Honoured with a Medal of the Order of Australia and the Ted Albert Award, Australia's top lifetime achievement honour in music, presented annually at the APRA Music Awards. Now in her 70s, she's still touring, recording and collaborating, most recently with Alex the Astronaut and Snarsky Circus Lindy Band, proving that her drive, spirit and backbeat show no sign of slowing. Here are three Go-Betweens tracks that shine thanks to Lindy Morrison's sense of rhythm, which helps shape each song's structure. Spring Rain from Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express from 1986, That Way from Before Hollywood from 1983, and lastly The Old Way Out from Spring Hill Fair, 1984. Thanks for listening. Please tune in to 3CR for next week's episode of And This One's Introduced By with Dr. Gonzo and my special guest, Gary Gray, who'll be introducing the tracks from the forthcoming Sacred Cowboys album, In the Manifesto. Bye for now.
Inside. wrote all your lyrics, flew to a new town. One of the has-beens, that was your phrase. What about showbiz? Shadows driven by tears.